Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Tonight is the World Welterweight Semifinal. Wait, no. I have the wrong event. Again. That's Shuffleboard Regionals. This is the arena where one question about the rules we teach children and break ourselves gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. One question, 15 traditions, zero excuses. Let's go.
The GodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. Each day, one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, submit your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, why do we teach children to share everything except the things adults most want to keep? To answer this honestly, you'd have to name, out loud, tomorrow morning, one specific thing you're hoarding right now. Not in theory. The account. The silence. The credit you never passed around, that's what's on the table. Why do we teach children to share everything except the things adults most want to keep? Buddhism doesn't open with hypocrisy, it opens with architecture. The boundary between mine and yours, it says, hasn't hardened yet in a child. It's not built. And then it does this thing I can't shake. It says that ringing you hear right now, already thinning before you can name it, that's the self. It was never a thing you owned, only a sound already leaving. Which means the child isn't more generous than you. She just hasn't installed the wall yet.
Stoicism hears that and says, interesting, but also, stop lying to the child. You lock the car, the account, the back drawer, and she watches every single time. That's the lesson. Not the speech about the toy. The tradition is almost impatient. Name what you're hoarding and decide. Is it yours because you need it, or yours because you're afraid? And it adds, pretty brutally, you have always known these are not the same thing.
Cynicism shows up and basically accuses everyone in the room. Diogenes would say, you taught the child to open her hands, so the lesson would live in her, not in you. So you could point at her generosity like a deed to land you still own. The sharing was never the gift. You were? Which is a genuinely ugly move to name, and I think about those group texts that go quiet after someone in them succeeds at something. Nobody taught anyone to do that. It just happened.
Islam and Hinduism are actually in conversation here, though they'd phrase it differently. Islam says what you're clutching was always a trust, never a title. Hagar ran 7 times across burning stone with nothing, and the water came up anyway. Hinduism agrees the grip is the error, but frames it as the Gita's asakti problem. You've trained the child in detachment while practicing the deepest attachment yourself. The child watches your fist, says Islam, and that's the real lesson. Hinduism just adds, and she sees through the garment to the wearer.
Zen brings a monk named Ryokan sitting in the snow, watching a child hand her last rice cake to a sparrow. No pause, no math. And Ryokan weeps, not from sentiment, because he still counted his rice cakes at night. Existentialism says you already knew the name for this when you were 6. Watching a cake get divided unevenly at a table, and you just weren't allowed to say it. Both traditions are pointing at the same drawer. One calls it tragic. One calls it a choice. And absurdism. Absurdism says share the cookie anyway. Knowing it cost you something, knowing nothing is returned, knowing the oven is already cold, not because it's wise, because it's the only move funny enough to be worth making. These traditions don't agree on what the closed fist costs you, what Buddhism says a self you never had. Stoicism says your integrity. Cynicism says your cover story. But they all looked at the same hand. Tomorrow's question deserves someone who's at least glanced at their own.
That's a wrap on tonight's bout. Which was the correct bout? I confirmed it, twice, with 3 separate clipboards. The question stood in the center of the arena with its hands open and waited. 15 traditions came in. Some wept. One brought Diogenes. Nobody left with more than they arrived with. Which, it turns out, is the whole point. Support. TheGodShow.us. It's free. It's daily. It runs in multiple languages. And it needs listeners who keep showing up with their hands at least a little open. Find us. Support us. and send us your question at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to TheYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The rice cakes have been distributed. The sparrow has flown. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.